Hey, song surfers, welcome to Song Surfing. It's your friend, John. Song Surfing is a bi-weekly playlist of independent music pulled from the far reaches of the internet. I've been checking out music on Bandcamp, Spotify, Slap, SoundCloud, AudioMac, YouTube, Facebook, Audius, Instagram, and a few more, and I'm excited to share some excellent tunes with you this episode. Song Surfing is a part of the Live from the Lincoln Lodge podcast network. Head over to thelincolnlodge.com to explore the other shows on the network and to learn more about the venue that's home to the nation's longest-running independent comedy showcase. Song Surfers over on the Song Surfing Instagram page, I had posted one or two of the upcoming shows at Lincoln Lodge. There's a whole lot of cool stuff going on there. There are stand-up comedians. There's a few weekly variety comedy shows that go on. So if you're in Chicago or visiting Chicago on vacation, definitely one of the places you want to check out. That's the Lincoln Lodge. All right, Song Surfers, in this episode, the music is going to follow a bit of a progression, starting more serene and reflective, then getting bigger and bolder, then ending with a tune that sort of has a foot in both of those worlds. On this episode, we'll hear music from Vyborg, Russia, New York City, Los Angeles, and Atlanta, Georgia. Plus, correspondent Bree will stop by with an amazingly powerful tune to share. All right, Song Surfers, before we get into the music, I want to talk a moment about the schedule and some previous episodes in case you're listening for the first time or jumping back on board. So first of all, last episode, episode 34, was one of the typical episodes where I present a playlist of tunes. And I think some of the strongest music that I've played on the show, I mean, I'm always excited about the tunes, but I was like really, really excited about these tunes. So be sure to check that out. Episode 33 was the 1 year anniversary show, and that was a special event. It was a lot of fun to correspond with all of the artists. The way it worked is all the artists that participate contributed either messages, you know, 1 year anniversary messages, or live versions of their songs. And it was a supersized episode with some great bands and artists that have been featured previously on the show. So if you missed that, please go give it a listen. I think you will not be disappointed. And I had a couple interviews. Episode 31, which came out at the end of the year, was an interview with Icelandic jazz pianist Inki Bjarni. We talked about Inki's composing process, playing jazz in Iceland, and a whole bunch of other things. And then in episode 30, Jade Starr from Jade Starr Dread Circus and about seven other musical projects came on. We talked about, a ton of things. And both Inki and Jade Starr brought a bunch of tunes to play for the listeners. So they took over as DJ. In any of the episodes where we have guests on where they do that, those are labeled as Song Surfing with Friends. So if you're joining for the first time, Song Surfing, we have the With Friends episodes, which are the interview format episodes, and then the typical playlist episodes, which is what you'll be hearing today. First up, we'll hear from a composer and artist based in Vyborg, which is a town in western Russia close to the Finnish border. Ilya Glebov is a composer and artist who focuses on ambient music and landscape painting and sketches. They have an Instagram, which is @MurkoArt, which will be linked in the show notes, and you can see a number of Ilya's truly beautiful paintings, and it's awesome stuff. There are these wonderful impressionist style scenes of what I'm guessing is scenes from in and around Vyborg. I've enjoyed scrolling through the art while listening to the music, and it's amazing how much the two complement each other. As for the music, we'll be listening to the piece Doric, which is written for piano and cello and is available as a free download on the Ilya Glebov Bandcamp page. And here it is to ease us into our first block of music. Thank you.
Friend the Devil was written when I was about 14 years old. The song is kind of about the fact that everyone sort of struggles with demons in their lives. But within the song, there's a message of hope that one can overcome their demons and eventually live productive lives.
And we're back. First up in the block, we heard Ilya Glebov's composition Doric. After that was the song I Want to Start a Riot by New York City duo Sublights. Sublights is Stephen and Meredith Duncan, who first launched their indie electronic psych pop project out of the bedroom and onto the stage in the fall of 2021. Having tasted some notoriety with Texas outfit The Chemistry Set, the band's hiatus following the duo's move northeast in the 2010s began to look permanent. But the sounds of the city, along with the challenge of how to make music in new ways as a two-piece, inspired them to put together a small studio, an effort that went into overdrive during the 2020 shutdowns. After a lot of experimentation, late nights, early mornings, deep meditation, and variously enhanced psychic explorations, their first record, Medicine, emerged as a definitive musical statement, equal parts song-driven and sonically expansive. Freely sharing songwriting, instrumental, and vocal duties, along with heavy doses of political consciousness, Sublights is the expression of a deep musical and life partnership that they are excited to share with one and all. About the song I Want to Start a Riot, Meredith and Stephen told me, "It's definitely an expression of our politics, especially the energy coming out of the Me Too movement. We really do write and record as partners, helping finish up each other's song ideas, re-recording them in different ways to see what comes out. And this song is a prime example of that. A simple hook of Stephen's that Meredith took and fully fleshed out in terms of lyrics and sonics to try and reflect that bigger movement. Not the whole thing, of course, but at least part of its core drive to remake the system, sort of boiled down into a fictional, direct, personal confrontation, or something like that." Song Surfers, I love all the arrangement touches that we hear in that tune, from the way the lead and backing vocals are layered and mixed, to the surprise 2-4 bars that break up the groove, to the moments of silence. It really keeps you on your toes. It's a fun listen. And third in the block was LA band High Street with the song Friend and the Devil. High Street is a hard rock group that is heavily blues influenced, originating in the beautiful Chicago, but now based in Los Angeles, the band is led by lead guitarist and songwriter Eric Feinling and lead vocalist Noxygen. The band told me that the song Friend and the Devil is about the personal demons that we all face. Yeah, I love all the spacey effects in this song, and the vocalist has a voice that really resonates with me. If you're into bluesy hard rock, check out the band's two EPs, Revival and Shut Me Out. They're both pretty different from one another and both recommended. They're available in all the usual streaming sites. And Song Surfers, this is a good time to say, if you like the tunes you're hearing, then help the artists. Take the next step and spread the word about your favorites and their songs. Share some of their Bandcamp or streaming platform links with a friend or on social media. Tell people about it. Hey, you can buy some merch. And remember, you can find all of the artists' websites and their preferred streaming and purchase links on the episodes and show notes page over at songsurfingpodcast.com. Last episode, I had asked you about your favorite local acts, so you can still tell me about your favorite bands, local artists, by checking out the posts that are over on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Song Surfing Podcast, all one word. Or email me, songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Tell me who your favorite local bands and artists are and why you like them. What grabs you about their music? And you can even tell me a favorite song to check out if you'd like. All right, got some more music for you. And here is a segment with Song Surfing correspondent Bree. Joining us once again is Song Surfing correspondent Brianna Bass. Hello, Bree.
Hey, hey.
How you doing?
Doing well, thank you.
What do you have for us today?
This one is close to my heart. I've got Big Empty by Ben Tricky. It's off of his latest album, We Are Not Blessed. Or sorry, We're Not Lucky, We're Blessed. Ben Tricky is like a staple here in Atlanta. And this one's going to sting a little.
Ben Tricky is a musician and songwriter based in Atlanta, Georgia. He's released a long line of albums, EPs, and side projects, and toured the U.S., Ireland, and the U.K., getting favorable write-ups from the likes of No Depression, Pop Matters, Acoustic Guitar Magazine, and even a positive nod from comedian and, I have to say, my podcast hero, Marc Maron. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, Ben Tricky's the real deal, man.
Yeah. So what drew you to this song?
It's pretty universal with Ben Tricky. He makes jokes that he just writes about everybody's existential crises. But I think that that's so relatable with the world totally on fire nowadays. And I think we all like to compartmentalize and we busy ourselves and we build up around the void so we don't have to look at it. But Ben Tricky, he like just kind of clears all that away and takes you by the hand and he sets you down on the edge of that void and he stares into it with you. And he's like, no, we're going to do this. We're gonna stare into that void. We're going to process whatever comes up. And he has probably nailed down one of my favorite duos. He's got this backup singer, Tiffany Clark. And so while you're sitting there on the edge of the void with Ben Tricky in it, and it's real sore, Tiffany Clark just soars in with these background vocals, and she sings like a ding-danged angel. And it's just kind of like this balm that just kind of soothes over all the soreness. So you just get to sit on the edge of the void with Tiffany Clark and Ben Tricky, and they're like, yep, we're going to go. We're going to do this.
I love that.
We're going to process this. Yeah.
I asked Ben to tell the listeners about the song, and he said, Big Empty talks to the apocalyptic anxiety of life and death. The whole record was supposed to be this exhausted answer to settling into depression, loss, and trauma in an easygoing way. To be graceful with loss and try to make something beautiful from it.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, and I feel like even if we haven't experienced loss directly, and I mean, who hasn't at some point, right? But
sure.
I think just living in the pandemic, you know, it's in the world we live in, it's kind of ever present.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks for bringing in this song, Bree.
You bet. This one is such a treat.
So Song Surfers, check out Ben Tricky's music, and let's listen to Big Empty.
Yeah, check out Chokin' Croon in particular. He's got such a long discography, and they're all so wonderful. But I always go back to Chokin' Croon. It's one of his earlier albums, and it just sticks with you.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Bree. See ya.
Yeah, thank you.
All your fires burn with fire. fury. All ours disappear in smoke. Still I see angels in the eyes of dying lovers saying, honey, would you hold me when I go? Honey, would you hold me when I go?
That music means it's time for me to say thanks for listening to Song Surfing. You can reach out to the show on Facebook and Instagram. Again, that's Song Surfing Podcast, all one word, or email songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. Remember, I want to hear about your favorite local bands or artists. Tell me who they are, why you love them. If you haven't left a review for the podcast yet, please do that right now on Apple Podcasts, Podchaser, or any other app you may be listening from that allows such a thing. It helps the show to find more listeners and helps it seem more legitimate. For your convenience, I have some of those sites that allow reviews linked in the show notes. If you'd like to join the Song Surfing mailing list, you can head over to the show notes and find the link to give your email. And just so you know, I do not bombard with emails. I'm not going to flood your inbox. I send them out about once a month, if that. So jump on board if you're not already on that email list. And I also have Song Surfing stickers that I can send you. If you're a U.S. listener and you'd like some, just let me know. Again, that's songsurfingpodcast@gmail.com. All right, friends, catch you next week.
See you next time.